Graham spent part of her day working at the USO facility based at Pensacola International Airport. The visit was something of a throwback to her time in Congress as a member of the House Armed Services Committee.
And I worked hard every single day to make sure that those men and women that have served our country are provided all the support that they are entitled to have when they come back home. Being with the USO today at the airport will allow me to welcome those that are coming back home from active duty, give them a hug, and thank them for serving our country.
The daughter of Bob Graham, Florida's 38th governor and a U.S. senator, Gwen Graham is continuing the tradition he started to go around the state and conduct work days, when he would spend the day working various jobs held by Floridians.
My father has done 408 work days. This is my 55th today, so I'm very competitive. I'll keep working away at it till I get 409.
Gwen Graham has been on the campaign trail since last May, bringing with her a list of commitments to education, the environment, and to an economy that enables all Floridians to get a great paying job. Part of that is providing technical training down into the local school districts.
So that the jobs that are here today, or the jobs that we want to bring here in the future, that we're providing the training to our students so that they have the skill sets to get those jobs. I want Floridians to be able to not just live in Florida, but be able to have a quality of life in Florida.
Other economic policies supported by Graham run counter to those of Governor Rick Scott. Those include raising the minimum wage to $15 per hour and implementing required paid sick leave. She was asked how much of her politics come from her father and how much are hers.
Well, I stand on my own 2 feet, and I give you my word that I'm going to be the same type of governor that my father was. And that's what I take away from learning from him and growing up watching him, is that it's about the people that you have the honor of representing.
Graham's first digital video ad, entitled Stand Up, deals not with the Sunshine State, but with the occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington.
We have a president that could not be more ill-suited to be president of the United States of America. Donald Trump is an embarrassment. Donald Trump is an example of a bully. I see it as my job to stand up to Donald Trump, to look out for the state of Florida. Donald Trump is not going to be able to stand in my way.
One of the first markets the ad is targeting is Palm Beach, where Trump and some of his staff will be visiting over the course of April. Graham says she entered the governor's race to counter Trump, to become a bridge over negativity and divisiveness.
That's how you come out of a conversation or an attempt to find the right policy, is by talking and bringing people together who have different points of view. And let's find out, where can we reach agreement? And then let's walk out of this room with a policy or with a direction that's going to help the most people in Florida.
Between now and the August 30th primary, Gwen Graham plans to visit all 67 Florida counties, resurrecting an old campaign slogan from her congressional days, the North Florida way.
Caring about people and wanting to do the best for all and having those friendships and those relationships. When you're in elected office, it's not about the title. It's about being in a position to wake up every day and work for the people that give you the honor of being there.
Although she served only one term in the House, Graham says she can draw upon that experience to provide benefits at the state level.
What being in Congress allowed me to do was to form the relationships with those in Congress that will help me as governor get our fair share from the federal government. When you have friendships and relationships with people who want to help you and want to work with you, that will certainly be an advantage for Florida.
Despite the Panhandle's reputation as being the reddest part of Florida, Graham is confident that she'll do very well in that region and statewide.
I have the support of many leaders across the Panhandle who supported my opponent in my congressional race, but then they saw that my words are not just words. My words are a commitment to action and to actually getting things done for the people that I represent.
Joining Gwen Graham among the seven candidates in the Democratic primary are Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine, and financier Chris King. The Republicans are having their own heated primary race, with Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam facing Congressman Ron DeSantis and House Speaker Richard Corcoran waiting in the wings. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.